Impact of a novel rapid transformation process called Syntegration registered on businesses and complex projects in changing the ecosystem in India, a concept paper and practitioner's guide. Authors, CMA Srinivas Singh, Dr. CMA, Rajagosh, Dr. Sarojkant Singh. Abstract. In this article we bring forth the way to build future-ready organizations. With possible roots in ancient Indian sciences, which will be the subject of our future articles in this domain, we shall focus on a process called Syntegration registered, which is based on cybernetic theory and complex adaptive systems. Research by McKinsey and partners has shown that only 30%-40% of the business transformations succeed, while Syntegration registered has a success rate of 99%. We provide evidence through literature survey of establishing this failure rate of 70%. We also provide literature sources of remedies of such failure as cited by practitioners of strategy, McKinsey, Bain, and BCG. Thereafter we bring forth the drawbacks of existing frameworks and method followed by the consultants. We then establish how Syntegration tackles the drawbacks. Finally, we extend the discussion to how this process can transform the business houses and public sector units in the country to throttle India's Viksit Bharat vision. 1.0 Introduction. Man has always tried to mimic nature. Most of the designs are learned from nature, but despite that, designers have made structures which look distinctly different from natural designs. It's time we deep dive into this to build sustainable systems. If we look at a city, it is very different from a forest or natural habitat. The concept of apparent visual symmetry has led designers to build designs which are rigid and based on failure modes. One may say the problem is not that of objective but that of approach. Therefore, some revolutionary thinkers and scientists started thinking retrospectively, and this led to a subject called cybernetics. In this context, it is important to reflect on ancient texts in India which designed systems akin to nature and self-sustaining. However, as time passed, this science was lost and up came the ideological basis of capitalism and communism, which are also facing their nemesis. However, as this science was lost, a new set of thinkers emerged in the West who started looking at how natural systems work. Beer, 1993, presented a diagnostic approach to management cybernetics which unveils this fallacy. 2.0 Literature Review. Robinson, 2019, quotes that academic research proves that 70% of business transformations fails and suggests the remedies. Mayer, 2021, show results from McKinsey and Co. surveys that only 30% success from business transformations is achieved. Steele, 2026, quote Gartner surveys and McKinsey surveys to inform why execution and not vision is a cause of 70% failure in transformations. The author mainly focuses on digital transformations but links them to legacy issues, etc. Argon and Co., 2019, in this white paper conclude that 40% to 81% of transformations fail and provide certain remedies. And Ramesh, 2019, through an empirical study suggest how to beat 70% failure of transformations. Burke, 2025, reports 88% of business transformations fail. Christy Ilmer, 2024, of BCG Consulting declare that 70% of transformations fail to achieve their goals and the go forward to suggest remedies. These reports and suggestions come from some of the top consulting firms of the strategy consulting world like McKinsey, Bain, and BCG. These are the very companies who have undertaken the transformations themselves. We shall revisit their remedies in our framework section, but now we shall provide an overview of a novel rapid transformation process which has its roots in the United Kingdom and implemented at a country level in South America. The transformation process was designed from a systems perspective and hence its applications move beyond the firm to governance and policy. 2.1 Background. Dr. Stafford Beer, 1927, served in India's Gurkha Rifles until 1947, then joined United Steel in England as a research scientist in 1956. In 1972, his book Brain of the Firm introduced the Viable System Model, VSM. That year, Fernando Flores, aged 26, head of Chile's Corfo, approached Beer, Bartlett, 2023. They designed a cybernetic socialist economy, Project CyberSyn, Medina, 2014. Medina, 2014, on September 11, 1973, CIA-backed forces overthrew and killed democratically elected President Salvador Allende, ending CyberSyn, the bold experiment in management cybernetics. Elected in 1970, Allende sought socialism distinct from U.S. capitalism or Soviet communism, nationalize industries, redistribute wealth from oligarchs/MNCs, enable worker participation, while upholding democracy, rights, and rule of law. Unlike militarized neighbors, Argentina, Brazil, Chile had sustained democracy since the 1930s. U.S. aid flowed, yet opposed socialism. CyberSyn addressed this by applying cybernetics to manage nationalization amid factions. 2.2 Cybernetics. The word was coined by Norbert Wiener, a MIT professor, and in 1948 described it as control and communication in animal and machine. This covers complex systems like the computer and human brain. The field spans across engineering, information science, biology, sociology, and industrial management. Beer, 2002, in his article What is Cybernetics? Essentially a speech in the University of Valladolid, informs that cybernetics is multidisciplinary. He goes on to say that world revolves around money and markets, and econometrics should have a clue how to regulate them. One analogy for this is ecology. Beer further expands the origins of cybernetics in Mexico, where many learned men gathered and found that they couldn't communicate easily due to their specialties, but found a subject common to all, i.e. nature of control. The next concept Beer introduces is Ashbay's law of requisite variety. This first law of cybernetics states that a system must be as complex or more complex than its environment to deal with it well. Beer then goes to explain ultra-stability. To explain this, Beer gives an example of a computer which has a chance to overheat, so we can secure this with putting a thermostat and detect the overheat. If the risk is for theft of the computer, we install security guards. So this he calls ultra stability, which is key to viable performance. This system is just like a human being, which is survival worthy out of the womb. The system is self-sustaining and survival worthy. Such a system is ultra stable and completely autonomous within its own physiology. Speed of response is the clue, as Beer states, and he envisions the applicability to the economy in real time. The second clue, as per him, is recursivity, i.e. a self-regulatory process of revisiting or reassessing ideas. With these two, Dr. Beer envisages a system which continuously samples and recognizes incipient change. 2.3 The Chilean Government Experiment, Project CyberSyn. Project CyberSyn was Beer's life serendipity. He designed an 11-level recursive viable system model, VSM, redesigning Chile's economy from state to villages and enterprises, all structurally identical. Real-time measures, data less than 24 hours old, flowed from president to locals. Knowledge disseminated and regulated per level, measurements became uniform indices, filtered via Bayesian statistics. Bayesian theorem updates priors with data for predictions, priors, background, and likelihood resulting in the posterior. This processed vast data into management-ready info. Bayes' theorem is given below. It has many advantages, like it is logical, it provides inferences that are conditional on the data and are exact, without reliance on asymptotic approximation. Small sample inference proceeds in the same manner as if one had a large sample, and it provides a convenient setting for a wide range of models, such as hierarchical models and missing data. However, despite the downsides, the biggest advantage was that massive amount of data could be processed and presented at appropriate level of management as information. Dr. Beer qualified the definition of information as that which changes us. Dr. Beer wanted to segregate the incipient danger on which management should act from what he calls trivia or unactionable details. He advised an operations room at each level of management, which would be collaborative, and interactions of key managers in these rooms enables availability and recognition of actionable information. This is known as redundancy of potential command. This ensures necessary skill and actionable information is available when needed. I.e., as Beer says, information on incipient danger, on which management can act instantly. Dr. Beer gives an example of how actionable information was transmitted through telex when CIA attempted to overthrow the government with local unions called gremios. A scheme was orchestrated to take away amenities from local people and blame the government to create chaos. The ministers and bureaucrats, who were primarily intellectual, self-organized and reacted to take action to prevent chaos from happening, as information flowed through telex messages. This was a test tube experiment of the enormous capability of cybernetic principles, which thereafter was implemented in bits and pieces but never took a scalable form. 2.4 Syntegration Registered. Syntegration Registered, Gunter Niebuhr, 2006, disseminates knowledge organization-wide, boosting communicative competence and efficiency amid complexity. It breaks expert silos, rooted in Greek agora. Beer, beyond dispute, taps tacit knowledge via icosahedron structure optimal for group energy, with 12 vertices. Icosahedron structure proteins and viruses like polio, enabling genetic efficiency via modular synthesis, maximizing info savings despite limited nucleic acid, Shah et al., 2016, polyhedra, ND. Buckminster Fuller identified it as nature's principle, Beer adapted it for syntegration communication. In syntegration, 12 topics occupy icosahedron vertices, 30 people, 6 groups of 5, owners, critics, observers, form struts, ensuring Ashby's requisite variety, Gunter Niebuhr, 2006. Process starts with an opening question, example how to design future management education. Leonard and Schwanninger, 2004. guided importance filter brainstorms, negotiates, and algorithm optimizes 12 topics. The 12 topics are then discussed in groups of 5, and Drive Beer shows that this produces the perfect solution. The process uses reverberation effect to provide the critical effect of scintigration. The diagram from Beyond Dispute and Schwaninger, 2003, shows that 90% of relevant information i.e. actionable information gets distributed amongst participants. The documented statements thus have knowledge of the group for the opening statement or initial question. An important impact of the process is creating a learning organization. The participants learn and understand each other. The most important outcome beyond these two results is the commitment, alignment, and ownership of the participants. 3.0 Methodological Approach, Comparison with Existing Approaches. Before we elaborate the frameworks used by the leading strategy firms, we must reflect on the suggestions suggested by the very firms that implemented the transformations that failed. 3.1 Scintigration as a framework. Change in organizations is complex. Each transformation is essentially a project or a stack of projects, making them complex in nature. Through the recipe is given by the traditional strategy consultants, the method to success is merely subjectively defined by them. To address a complex problem, a systems thinking approach is required. The scintigration process doesn't use an expert like an outside consultant to prepare a recipe. Rather, the process of scintigration utilizes the knowledge of the employees and leadership. What the consultant brings is mere process of conducting scintigration. The problem and solution is provided by the participants themselves. This ensures 100% buy-in by the participants and high ownership, as the topics are chosen by them and the action plan developed by them instead of an external consultant. The process effectively utilizes reverberation, which ensures reinforcement of the belief of change during the process. Since it is completed in 3.5 days, the Saltians get implemented immediately after that, thus ensuring relevance. Gunter Niebuhr, 2006, the process is a democratic process which is non-hierarchical in nature, and therefore dissemination of information takes place. The key to success is the transparent information dissemination inbuilt in the process. 4.0 Case Studies in Scintigration Registered Success. 4.1 Post-Merger Banks. Malik Management applied scintigration in 1998 for UBS Credit Suisse integration, bridging cultures and models. Outcomes, Schwaninger, 2003, Malik and Malik, 1998. 17 measures clustered into 6 implementable sets, averted client exodus, achieved deep cultural alignment in 2.5 days, uniting employees sustainably. 4.2 Firth Financial Recovery. In 2010, debt-laden Firth, Bavaria, used scintigration to cut budget deficits 48% long-term, 60% of relief items implemented within 2 years, Builder, 2010. 4.3 Brainport Smart District. April 2017, scintigration yielded 34 health/well-being recommendations for this urban project, integrating diverse expertise into actionable community strategies, Gebhardt, 2020. 4.4 Volkswagen versus Tesla. In a 3.5-day super scintigration, 31 VW/Audi/Porsche executives strategized mission TF catch-up, pooled software/hardware, delayed launch. Result, 20.1% Europe F share, May 2024, versus Tesla's 10.5%, DICE, 2020, Boston, 2021, Torque, 2022. Numerous successes span insurance, retail, hospitality, consumer goods, and construction. 5.0 Implications and possible application in India. Amid global turmoil from West Asia and Ukraine-Russia wars, India sustains growth and needs a new economic model. Dr. Beer's viable system model, already tested in Chile, suits India's democratic welfare state, despite diverse needs. For Viksit Bharat, a two-pronged approach trickles policies to firms and citizens, Syntegration registered at firm level, Viram Barrier Advisors/Malik Institute, disseminates knowledge, at policy level, it transforms cities like Firth, Gasa, Zurich, and Lower Austria, Malik, 2024, through multi-stakeholder workshops ensuring holistic viability. China, IMAU, and Helmholtz, 300K employees, apply it similarly. India's Smart Cities Mission, MOHUA, 2024, 200,000 rupees crore, lags, 66/100 cities, Mohanta, 2023, facing socio-economic hurdles, Mutambike, 2024, but Syntegration registered enables silo removal and crisis response, as in Beer's Chile coup aversion and Katrina coordination, Riceberg ETAL, ND. 6.0 Limitations and Future Research. Syntegration registered a rapid, consensus-building process tested 1,000+ times succeeds in India, 2025, steel, construction, manufacturing firms, pre-merger. It is robust yet limited by consulting mindsets, with scarce cybernetics research. The process has drawbacks like St. Gallen-centric experts are necessary and has low market reach, example Canada/Australia closures, needs PhD-level facilitators versed in systems thinking. It has strict logistics, 3.5 days, venue/timing, parallel sessions, versus simple hub-spoke models. Future, failure modes from novice facilitators, devolves to basic discussions, and needs to be amplified with Malik tools/system dynamics. 7.0 Conclusion. Syntegration registered can spearhead the progress of India on multiple levels. The first is the firm level, where, as Dr. Beer informs, actionable information can be disseminated by this process by adoption by firms in India to solve their complex problems, which range from sluggish growth, restructuring, cost effectiveness, etc. Business transformations can be successfully improved with this rapid transformation process, and Malik Syntegration in association with Rem Barrier Advisors are promoting the know-how in India. As the viable system model suggests, the other end of the chain lies policymakers and the business environments in which firms operate. This includes public sector units, universities, research institutes, state governments and central governments. The process of Syntegration registered can resolve much of the problems for these institutions and bodies. For the Viksit Bharat, smart cities have been a core area where Malik Syntegration has successfully applied their transformations in city of Firth, Gasa, Zurich and Lower Austria. This can be adapted in India with the requisite variety. As in China, universities can benefit by using the technique to disseminate knowledge in the country through cooperation.